Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Hey folks, Dan Freya here with your closing bell for September 5th, 2024. Some mortgage rates, they continue to ease, and I feel like I'm not getting old. It doesn't get old saying that. I love saying mortgage rates can keep getting lower, but tomorrow is going to be the official day. Tomorrow is the day that we get the unemployment numbers from the federal government. They're going to give us wage growth or wage deterioration, and then the unemployment numbers and the unemployment rate. So that will be a market mover unless it just comes in dead nuts on exactly what the economists are estimating. So that's the big news that we're having tomorrow. So all the markets are basically just standing on standby right now, waiting for that. The Dow Jones did drop 200 points, but everything else is completely flat through this area through here. So I want to give you some context. There's an analyst right through here that's saying that the Federal Reserve should drop 50 basis points. It's going to be hinged on all the numbers that come out tomorrow. So if the numbers are worse, like kind of as bad as the ADP employment numbers today, the Federal Reserve will probably cut 50 basis points because they don't want to be way behind the curve this time. But if the jobs report comes in basically stabilized, they're going to have a 25 basis points cut. So let's take his take on here. I'll kind of go and tell you if I agree or not. Then I'm going to show you what the CME FedWatch tool is telling us. And there's a huge move in that today as well. And then I'm going to show you how the markets are reacting and then just end the day. And we'll be back tomorrow to see how those numbers came out. So without further ado, let's get their take on what's going to happen with the Federal Reserve. Are they going to cut 25 or 50 basis points? Take it away, CNBC.
Morgan Chief U.S. Economist Mike Feroli joins us now. So given the backdrop and all the new information we've received this week, should the Fed go 50 in September?
Well, that's what we think. We think there's a good case that they should get back to neutral as soon as possible, a neutral policy setting, which, you know, it's probably at the highest something like 4%, which is 150 basis points below where they are now. So we think there's a good case for hurrying up in their pace of rate cuts.
On the other hand, I don't know, services was not too shabby this morning, still an expansion. Jobless claims continue to point to lack of stress in layoffs from corporate America. So 50 might be an overreaction to what is an economy that's clearly softening but not collapsing.
No, I think that's right. If they wait till it's collapsing, I think that's waiting too long. So we think there's a good case, as I said here, to get ahead of this, any further weakness. So moving soon seems to us like the right thing to do here.
Mike, how do you do 50 and frame it in a way that minimizes the market's sense of panic? What would that sound like?
So I think Powell's done a good job of explaining so far why they've done the things they've done. And I think if they're moving back to neutral, that's not saying they're panicked. It's saying they want to address both growth and inflation risks more more adroitly.
What is your sense of, so the whole, you know, softening versus collapsing? The market has become very obsessed, and as I mentioned, hypersensitive to the idea of a growth scare. How fast do you see this unraveling?
So we don't think things are unraveling, right? We have an unemployment rate that's been drifting higher. We have job growth that's moderating, and that doesn't call for, you know, getting policy rates down to 3 or 2%, but we do think there's no longer a very strong case here to keep policy rates, you know, very restrictive because inflation has, you know, come down quite.
He's saying the policy's too restrictive right now. When he's done, I'm going to show you the numbers of what he's referencing. So we'll be right back.
Notably, the rationale, I think, for staying very restrictive has gotten weaker in recent months, and I think you even saw that as recently as in the July FOMC meeting. The case was already being made by several participants then for easing policy. So, again, I don't think this is an issue here of the economy collapsing. If it were collapsing, I think you'd have an argument for going more than 50 at the next FOMC meeting. So I think this is really just getting back on sides. And then, you know, if they have to raise, there's nothing wrong with reversing course. But we think, you know, Chair Powell has, as I said, been a very good communicator, even when they've changed courses, you know, pretty rapidly over the past couple of years. In hindsight, that was, a correct decision when they got you know, quite a bit more hawkish than they had been. Powell was able to explain that, and I think if they have to do, you know, the opposite right now, I think Powell, as I said, has been a very good communicator, and I think he could, you know, talk the market and talk to the public, more importantly, about why it makes sense to be, you know, in a more, in a setting that can address developing risk to either inflation or employment.
Here, just another educational note. The yield curve inverted, or uninverted, I'll say. The long-term rates are higher than the short-term rates. This happened first time yesterday, so I did a video saying the inverted yield curve. So check that out if you want to find out what the inverted yield curve means or when the normalization comes back, what that means as well. So sorry about that. Let's continue with this, and then we're going to go over with the CME FedWatch doing all the other stuff.
On the other hand, you know they're going to get grief for the, doing this right before the election, especially if they go on a double, right? And I know that that doesn't factor. It's all they don't pay attention to that. They do what they have to do, but it's a judgment call here. And also, inflation is still above target, Mike. And I know that, the signs are increasingly looking like it's coming back down to earth, but they can't be too sure, and they've been wrong before.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And there's no guarantee on anything here, but... You know, as Powell has said in the past, if you wait until inflation's already back to 2%, you've probably, you know, waited too long. And so there is some, you know, some, I think, usefulness of having a forecasting, a forecast-based monetary policy.
So we're going to leave it at that, because basically they just continue to just go through just some basic questions. So look what happened to the CME FedWatch tool. All of a sudden it jumped. This number was like in the 50-60 range. Now it's almost 90% chance the federal funds rate will be about 75 basis points less in November than where we are today. So the numbers right now we're focusing in on with the September rate, you know, when the Federal Reserve comes out, what they're going to do with rates. Almost a 50-50 shot right through here. But then again, in the November numbers, it's showing a huge greater chance of those additional cuts coming there. So the one thing I do, I like GPT, ChatGPT, as you guys know. Let's talk restrictive. When everybody, especially economists, the Fed's too restrictive. And what does that mean? Okay, so basically what they do is they take the federal funds rate, which is right across the top through here. Okay, these are representative in percentages. So 500 means 5%. 5.25 means 5.25%. Okay, so that's what that means. So the federal funds rate right now is between 5.25 and 5.5. So we're going to use 5.25 in this case. The inflation range, we're going to take the high estimate of 3%. So that means the federal funds rate is 2.25% higher than where inflation is right now. That means this is how much the Federal Reserve can cut to get to what they call the neutral rate. So that's why I want you guys to understand how all that works. So that basically, that's how much they're saying that the Federal Reserve can cut and we still be at neutrality. So that's that part of it. Let's see overall markets doing right now. Like I said, the markets are closed. Dow Jones ended down, but all this is going to be a thing of the past based on tomorrow's jobs report numbers. So that will be the biggest news out for tomorrow. But if you haven't locked in yet, I don't know what you should be doing right now, because that number is, you know, based on the 800,000 jobs we lost last time, plus the ADP numbers today, I'm thinking the number's going to be pretty bad, but I just don't know. So we'll be back tomorrow and I'll let you know exactly what happened and where the markets took us from there. So thanks so much for watching, guys. My name is Dan Freya. I work at ServBank. If you're in need of a mortgage loan officer, I don't care where in the country you live, because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I'd love to help you. So take care. Have a great evening. I'll see you back here first thing tomorrow morning. Take care. Bye-bye.